KGMI Morning News Extra.
Jeff Margolis and his late wife Amy owned and ran Everybody's Store in Van Zandt for almost 50 years. They closed the gas station and convenience novelty store in 2019. Now the State Department of Ecology says underground gas tanks that were installed in the 1930s had leaked and contaminated the soil under the building there in Van Zandt. I had a chance to talk with Jeff about his predicament.
Yes. In the 1930s, gasoline tanks were installed, and in 1997, I withdrew them at my own expense and did testing, soil testing, and it was contaminated soil, and I took that soil and I reclaimed it and aerated it on my property for 5 years. And then I, at my own expense, I put new tanks in. And then 20 years later, I was compelled to take those tanks out. And at that time, I was told that the DOE was rescinding the approval of my soil tests from 20 years prior. And there's millions of dollars of cleanup that had to be done. And if we were in the state of Montana or Arkansas, this wouldn't be an issue. It's a moving target as to how severe contaminated soil is. Every month, we officially tested our water for our grocery store. And never was there a red flag saying that the water had a problem or was undrinkable. And, of course, we've been breathing this air beneath the store. And I've exceeded the American life expectancy. And yet, here I am. And stuck with a bill, and the state of Washington has allocated $50 million to deal with their contaminated problems. And there are 2,500 tanks like this in 50 counties, each probably looking at $1 million cleanups.
It just seems that it would be fair if the government is going to come after the fact. You've been, you know, you bought into this, and not like you created this problem. And you'd think if all of a sudden after these years of neglect, the government was, like you say, monitoring the situation. Now they want it cleaned up and they're saying, oh, well, you as the current landowner or property owner have to take care of that. It seems that maybe they should step up with some funding for this.
Well, I'm not sure it requires that. I'm not sure it really requires that. Show me the water contamination. Show me sick people. And there's no incidence of it. And so it may be just a change of mind that's necessary. And, it'll be interesting to see also how the money is being spent. The relationship between PLIA and DOE and what this really amounts to.
Okay.
But that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
But it's a story that needs investigation.
I know you and I know your situation, and you're not money bags by any means, and to be able to afford something like this just seems like...
The Seattle Times article was being modest, and it was talking about cleanup being $1 million, and cleanup, depending upon the mode of cleanup, it could run to $3 million.
Wow!
Just saying. So.
Well, I guess you don't.
There's really nothing to worry about. And when you look at, contamination, you know, there isn't a catch basin on Highway 9 from one end of it to the other. All of the runoff into the rivers is far greater, you know, in terms of asbestos and rubber and oil and whatever schmutz that can run off the highways into the river. And then, and here I am. You know, this is the guy we're going to go after.
Yeah.
And it's a charade. And, what can I tell you?
Well, I don't know. I feel for you. I think we all do. And I think schmutz is a good term for what comes off of our highways. That's for sure. Well, Jeff Margolis, the former owner of Everybody's Store and the owner of that property that the state says he has to clean up for a mess that he didn't make. But appreciate you joining us, Jeff.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.